Continuing with look at the profile at the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, let's look at some of the incidents that are mentioned in Quran. And today I'd like to look at what is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5. In fact, it is called after this ayah, it is named after this ayah. And we'll look at it from ayah 112 onwards, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ, when the disciples said, يَا عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ, O Isa, son of Maryam, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَاعِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, will your Rabb consent to send down to us a table of food from the heavens? قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, he said, be God conscious if you are believers. قَالُوا, they said, نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, we desire that we should eat of it and that our hearts should be at rest and that we may know that you have indeed spoken the truth to us and that we may be of the witnesses to us. قَالَ إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ, Isa the son of Maryam said, اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا عَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَاعِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. O Allah, our Rabb, send down to us a table of food from heaven, which should be to us an ever-recurring happiness to the first of us and to the last of us, and a sign from yourself, and grant us a means of subsistence, because you are the best of providers. قال الله, and Allah said, إني منزل لها عليكم, surely I will send it down to you, فمن يكفر بعض منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين, but whoever shall disbelieve after from amongst you, surely I will punish him with a punishment with which I will not punish anyone amongst the nations. So let's have a look at these ayat and what was the table all about. How was it sent down? What did it contain? Amar ibn Yasir, quoting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that the table was sent down with bread and meat on it because they had asked Prophet Isa alayhi salam for food to eat and that it should not be exhausted, and that means that it should not finish. Hadith tells us that it was roasted fish, the scales and the bones of which had already been removed. At its head there was salt, and at its tail there was vinegar. It was surrounded by many types of vegetables, with the exception of leeks. There were 5 loaves of bread. On the first there were olives, on the second there was honey, on the third there was oil, on the fourth there was dried meat, and on the fifth there was cheese. Zaman al-Safa, one of his companions, says, Ya Ruhullah, is this earthly or is it food from the heavens? And Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, it is neither the food of the life of this world nor that of the Akhirah, but something which Allah has sent through His overwhelming might. So eat of it. Those who were sick and those who were afflicted with ailments came to eat of it, and they found that with eating it, their ailments disappeared and they were healed. Even those who had permanent handicaps found their handicaps being removed. It's said that the food, this table of food, kept coming to them 40 days in the late morning before noon, and it would remain with them till they had all had enough and then go just as it had appeared. Let's look at a few more ahadith about Prophet Isa alayhi salam. He would say, my two hands are my servants, my feet my horse, the earth is my bed, the stone my pillow. My winter garment is where the sun rises, my lantern at night is the moon. My meal is hunger, my garment is fear of Allah. My garment is of wool, my fruit and vegetables is what grows for wild animals and beasts out of the earth. I pass the night into mourning while I have nothing, and at the same time there is no one more richer than I am. He was once asked, how do you walk on water? Qala, he said, bil iman wal yakin, with iman and certainty. So they said, qalu fa inna amanna kama amanta wa ayqanna kama ayqanta, we believe like you and we are sure like you. Qala, so he said, famshu, he said, then walk. But when they walked on the water, they started sinking. And Prophet Isa alayhi salam told them, malakum what has happened to you? And they said that we feared the waves. خفنا الموج. قال, he said, ألا خفتم رب الموج. Fear, in other words, be conscious of the creator of the waves. And then he rescued them. It is said that he put his hands on the earth, took a handful of soil, and when he opened his fist, they saw that he had gold in one hand and pebbles in another. Which one is more dearer to you? He asked them. They said, gold. And he said, فَإِنَّهُمَ عَنْدِ سَوَىٰ. But to me, they are both equal. It is the state of the mind that he told, that he was teaching, the attitude that one must have. That is Tawheed. One day, Prophet Isa ﷺ and his disciples were passing by the carcass of a dog. And one of them said, what a bad smell. Immediately Prophet Isa ﷺ said, فَهَلَّ قُلْتَ مَا وَشَدُّ بَيَاضِ أَسْنَانِهِ. Why don't you say how white its teeth are? Positive thinking, a no to negative attitude. When he was once asked a question, it said, مَنْ أَدَّبَكْ. Who taught you manners, ethics? قال, he said, مَا أَدَّبَنِي أَحَدٌ رَأَيْتُ قُبِحَ الْجَحَلِ فَجَانَبْتُهُ. No one. When I saw the ugliness of ignorance and bad ethics, I stayed away from it. I'd like to end our discourse on Prophet Isa alayhislam with one of his du'as, a morning du'a. He said, اللهم إني أصبحت لا أستطيع دفع ما أكره ولا أملك نفع ما أرجو. Oh Allah, the morning has come. I can't afford to repel what is blameworthy and benefit what I am hopeful for. وأصبح الأمر بيد غيري. Morning has come while the affair is in someone else's hand. وأصبحت مرتهنا بأملي. Morning has come while I am dependent on my acts. فلا فقير أفكر مني. Therefore there is no one as poor as I am. اللهم أو الله لا تشمت بي عدوي ولا تسوء بي صديقي. Do not expose me to my enemies, to the blame of my enemies, nor let my friends treat me unkindly. ولا تجعل مصيبتي في ديني. Do not give me suffering in my life transaction, in my deen. ولا تسلط علي من لا يرحمني. Nor make anyone who has no mercy on me dominate over me. That's so beautiful. There are so many du'as attributed to him, which are again very, very beautiful. Inshallah, this will inspire us all to learn a little bit more about the Anbiya and their lives, and learn from them of how we too can reach our full potential.